From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized in reaction to the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms is being investigated as an act of terrorism. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said, in spite of the massacre, we will uphold our values, a free and open society, and we will not be terrorized.
More broadly, this tragedy reminds us of our obligation to do everything in our power together to keep our communities safe. We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons, weapons of war, to kill as many people as they could. It's another tragic reminder that here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun.
The Islamic State terror group says the killers were involved in the California massacre were supporters of the organization. The group made its first comments about the mass killing in a radio broadcast today, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation into the massacre after determining the married couple responsible for the attack committed an act of terrorism. Authorities say Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group on social media, but FBI Director James Comey says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, to a terror group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Both were killed while fleeing in a rented vehicle. Three suicide bombers attacked a market in Chad today, killing at least 27 people. Officials say the attack took place on an island along Lake Chad's western coast where a weekly market was in progress. The borders of Nigeria, Cameroon, and Niger all touch the shores of Lake Chad. This is VOA News. British warplanes carried out a round of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria late Friday, hitting oil fields, officials say. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said in a statement today that two Typhoon fighter bombers joined the campaign for the first time, hitting an oil field in eastern Syria.
Last night, the RAF Typhoon aircraft, our newest aircraft that had only arrived from Britain the day before, were in action and successfully striking oil wellheads in eastern Syria. It is oil that underpins the terrorism that we've seen and helps ISIL-Daesh finance their terrorist operations.
British lawmakers approved the bombing of targets in Syria at the request of Prime Minister David Cameron. Cameron appeared before Parliament to make his case, saying the airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy to overcome Islamic State, which has been using oil fields to fund its attacks on the West. Afghanistan's Taliban says it has received a voice message from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, that refutes claims about his involvement in a gunfight and supposed death earlier this week. In the message, Mansour stressed that he is safe and healthy, and he denied rifts in the Taliban leadership, according to the group's spokesman. The spokesman said audio of Mansour's message will be released to the news media soon. The Afghan government announced Wednesday that Mansour was seriously wounded when gunfire broke out during a meeting of Taliban commanders in neighboring Pakistan. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a new draft for a climate deal. After 4 years of negotiations, the proposal is meant to offer nations options to reduce emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say many of the unresolved issues remain to be hammered out before the COP21 conference ends, including who should bear the burden of paying for the new directives. Representatives of the 134 developing countries objected to some of the industrialized countries' efforts to set forth conditions for funding, with a cost borne mostly by the developed countries. The U.S. Space Agency has released a series of sharp images of Pluto, describing them as the best close-ups we might see of the new planet for decades. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft has photographed Pluto during its July flyby and continues to transmit data stored on its digital recorders. The latest pictures clearly show a wide variety of cratered, mountainous, and glacial terrains. The images were captured with a long-range telescope, long-range reconnaissance imager aboard the new piano-sized New Horizons about 15 minutes before the spacecraft's closest approach. And three European priests slain by the Shining Path in Peru in 1991 have been beatified in the northern city of Chimbote, Peru. Congratulations to that country and Catholics. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.